You're listening to the Online Empire Academy broadcast, where you'll discover some of the best and most creative ways to provide for your family and get started on your journey to entrepreneurship. No crazy get-rich-quick schemes, no living in a van down by the river with your family while you build your business. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. Now, here are your hosts, Brett Bartlett and Dean Soto.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Online Empire Academy podcast. My name is Dean Soto. Brett is not here today, but we have someone even cooler, in my humble opinion. Brett's pretty cool, right? We have Josh Woodward. Josh, say hi, my man.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Cool. So we are doing a live podcast right now. And the cool thing about that is we have a couple of people in the room right now. Rob, James, Marlon, Felicia. Oh, Felicia, you're awesome. Christy's awesome. All you guys are awesome. We have a couple of people in the room right now. We're going to be growing over time. This is the first time we're doing a live podcast. And the cool thing about this is after this podcast, these awesome folks get to ask questions from Josh, or they get to ask questions from our guests whenever we have another guest. So maybe we have someone who is a very, very big authority. They get to ask questions of that person after the podcast. So if you want to be a part of these live podcasts, all you have to do is go to theonlineempireacademy.com/live podcast. That's /live podcast, and you can register for one of these podcasts and be a part of this. And the cool thing too is you get the replay of the Q&A session. So if you're listening just on iTunes or on Stitcher or whatever, sorry, you're not going to get it. But we do welcome you to these live podcasts. So, all right, man. So what's been going on with you?
Well, We had a crazy opportunity where we opened up our eBay page to Pinterest and just kind of filed some things onto Pinterest and ended up doing really well. But kind of to share the backstory to that, a lot of that passion to increase sales on eBay happened due to reading The Silent Sales Machine by Jim Cochran. And it was crazy to me because I guess I kind of gotten stuck in eBay and gotten stuck in there's one way to do things. And I don't like change very much. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah.
Change isn't my favorite. So, when I started to read the book and he's introducing all these new ideas, it was a little bit hard at first. And then I started to catch the fire in his vision of what he was saying. And I was super humbled. Because I realized, like most of you guys know, Amazon is an incredible marketplace. I personally haven't really enjoyed my experience of Amazon. And so I've just kind of shut it out. And then after reading the book, I was like, oh my gosh, like there's so much more out there. Like not just with Amazon, not just with eBay, but there's just so much as a whole out there. And I started to get super motivated, motivated to increase sales, motivated to increase what I was doing. And I was super influenced by this book, like super influenced to take what I had and take what I had developed and expand it. It was big. That was a big moment.
That's crazy. No, it's cool. Cause, you know, a lot of people who are in the live podcast right now, know who Jim Cochran is, know The Silent Sales Machine, but I would imagine that some people who stumble upon our podcast wouldn't know about The Silent Sales Machine, wouldn't know about that at all. But what I kind of wanted to talk about is not necessarily The Silent Sales Machine, but I actually popped up a thing right now. If you have never checked it out, there's a link that you can go to, and or you can go to theonlineempireacademy.com and /Silent Sales Machine. That's /Silent Sales Machine, and you can get that. Even though you've been doing eBay for a long time, had you ever heard of Jim Cochran before? Like, have you ever like really, because you were stuck in a box, right? Pretty much, just in general. And this isn't a thing to promote Jim Cochran all the, like, it's more of you, like you were in this little eBay niche, what like struck you the most?
Totally. Well, first, I had never heard of him before. Like, I think I'd probably heard of him in passing, just talking with Brett and the team. But I wasn't exposed to his information. And so when I found it, I was looking up things to better improve the eBay business and better improve what I was doing already. And so when I stumbled upon it, it was like, oh my gosh, like this is such good stuff. And it was super cheap. Like, yeah, it was really cheap just to buy the book. Yeah, so I was like, heck yeah. I ended up finishing it. Like, I'm not a super huge reader. I ended up finishing it in 2 days, like literally just blowing through the whole thing. And that's not normal for me. I'm not a big reader. So, it definitely changed my perspective. I don't know how else to say it. Like it changed something in the way that I view online marketing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, well, even Rob in the studio says, great book. And it is. It honestly is. The cool thing about it is this is what I love, because when everyone with anyone says with the Online Empire Academy, oh, you guys sell on Amazon, right? You teach on how to sell on Amazon. And I'm like, no, not really. Like, it's there's so much more involved with selling something than just being in this little niche. And that's why I like that book a lot, is because it's people don't think of building their email list. They don't think of different marketing things. Yeah. They don't think of having these little assets that are working for you alongside of Amazon. Yeah, great. Amazon is great. It is one of the best ways to make money. Same thing with eBay. But there should be this holistic approach to business just in general, where I think a lot of because Amazon and eBay, but especially Amazon, because Amazon FBA has been so easy, there are a lot of people who jump into it, do well, but have no business being in business because they haven't learned a lot of the little things that are a part of actually having a business. So that being said, let's talk about a little bit of what you've been doing and learning, because especially when you're getting into kind of the Pinterest stuff, that totally, James said, it definitely inspired me totally. You kind of knocked me off my feet when we were talking on the phone the other day, when you were talking about Pinterest and how you've been able to use that to grow your eBay empire.
Yeah, it was really in chapter 3, he starts talking, like you were talking about, email marketing and how important it is to have that email. I got really frustrated with that chapter because I was like, I with eBay, you can't send an email. Like, you have their own email stuff, but there's no way to email outside of that unless, you know, you get sneaky and like code your message or whatever. But from what I've found, I haven't been able to do that. And so I was like, man, there's got to be a way to use social media or use some sort of tactic to get emails or to get a following. And I had done that with several products, you know, being in a niche, done it a little bit, but I wanted to expand. And so basically I just took a pre-existing niche. Me and my dad started an eBay store a few years ago. I think it was like a year and a half ago, maybe even 2 years at this point. Selling bikes on eBay.
What kind of bikes?
And it's such a small portion of what eBay does because they're big items and a pain to ship. Uh-huh. And you have to have the knowledge to fix them. So, but my dad was a Schwinn bike mechanic for like, mm-hmm. He was like, it was like 12 to, you know, his mid 20s. Mm-hmm. And so he has this extensive knowledge of vintage Schwinn bikes. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, there's a gap in this market. Let's fill it. And so we started selling just out of passion. My dad loves restoring them. That's what he does for fun. And I was like, hey, let's try to make a little money off of it.
Yeah.
And so when I started to think of like how to optimize my business and how to optimize my eBay account, I was like, well, this is a super niche account. Let's see if we can do anything with it. Mm-hmm. And that's where I kind of stumbled into my fiance was like, hey, What if you posted them on Pinterest? And I was like, okay, like I know nothing of Pinterest. Like I'm not a fan of Pinterest. All like I it's,
think,
you know.
Yeah. And all I think of Pinterest, Pinterest to me is just like, women's dresses, like people showing off like flowery things and quotes and things like that. So when you said Pinterest, I'm like, okay, tell me more, I guess.
Totally. Yeah, so I was like, okay, like if you can help me with this, let's do it. And so last Thursday, we sat down and just posted the pictures up. I texted my dad. I was like, hey, get us some good pictures of the bikes. You know, I'm going to post up your listings, but I want some more pictures of the bikes. And he was like, cool. So we posted them up, didn't really expect much. Like it was like, yeah, you know, if it happened, anything happens, it happens. I get a call from him the next day and he's like, holy crap. Like, have you seen our account? And, you know, I was like, no, I haven't, you know, I haven't checked it. I was checking our other account. And he gets back. He's like, we've increased 100 views on each of these items. That was within the first day, like crazy, crazy numbers. And so I was like, oh my gosh, okay. I got to figure out how to like optimize this. So started watching YouTube videos, started digging as much as I could. Cause I was like, I want to get our product out there. Mm. Just to kind of give you guys in 1 week, what our numbers have gone from was one of our bikes had 136 views and is now up to 470 views.
Wow.
Watching, it went from 2 watching to 9 watching. Like just it's been a week and we're already getting so much traffic. Not only that, we've gotten 6 messages, several offers, and 1 sale. This was in a week. And I kind of get to give you guys some context. We were selling about 2 bikes a month. This past month, we've done a little bit better. But to get a sale in a week, that's pretty good. And it was, I mean, these bikes are not cheap. So it's been really exciting to see the interest in them and that we're actually making some headway. Our overall views, go ahead.
No, like when you think about it, you went from, you know, 2 watching to 9 watching so quickly. That's a 400% increase there. That's crazy. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I never, like, I just posted them on Pinterest. It, you know, I didn't do any of the marketing side of Pinterest. I didn't do any of that. You know, not until a few days later did we actually get this thing up and running. And I mean, we'd increased 100 views overnight. So, like, if you're just looking, like, if you don't want to do a ton of steps, if you're just looking to optimize your account, post your stuff on Pinterest. Like, there's literally a little P on every single one of your listings that you can post it on Pinterest, on Twitter, and on Facebook, which is what I ended up doing. I ended up creating my own Facebook, my own email, all of this stuff just centered around Woody's Restoration, which is our account.
The cool thing, well, actually, Rob says that there are lots of cats on Pinterest, so maybe if you put some cat pictures with your...
That's good. I'll just put a cat on top of the seat. That's genius.
But no, it's, so, you know, so you are running a niche though. So say if you have like a bunch of, just kind of all over the place of stuff, it might not work as well. Cause like for you, like it's vintage bicycles, right? So,
totally.
So, but which kind of leads to the question, like, does it seem like it's been good to niche down to that little thing and then you leverage Pinterest?
I would say in my experience, I mean, again, it's been a week. Like we're seeing so much success within a week.
And this is your listing. Like you're putting in a picture to and posting and linking to your listing.
Yeah. It's literally like, I didn't do anything to the pictures. It's the picture that we have listed.
Wow.
Now we've gone back and posted a ton more pictures of like all our bikes and, you know, how my dad fixes them, which is we're trying to create a community, and using Pinterest to create a community, but we'll get to that a little bit later. But you know, I posted our listings and we got that much feedback, you know, 100 overnight, just in feedback. So I didn't, you know, it wasn't with a professional camera. The big lie of Pinterest is you have to have a professional camera and it has to look pretty. Mm-hmm. That's such a lie. It, like, our pictures are, they're good. They're not spectacular. They're good though. And we posted them up and people are interested. I mean, they're literally pictures of our backyard with a bike in it. Like, it's not like we did anything fantastic. So, you know, it don't get caught up. Like you were saying, it is a niche product, mm-hmm. but if you're passionate about your product, so let's say, you know, Nerf guns. I know the webinar we had last time, we talked about Nerf. Let's say you have Nerf. There's a community of people who loves Nerf on Pinterest.
Yeah.
You just have to niche it down. You don't have to post every single thing on your eBay page. Just post the pictures of your Nerf guns. Yeah. Or, you know, let's say you sell vintage Hawaiian t-shirts. Just post those pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's you're going to get traffic on all your stuff, but just post those. Like, yeah. You can't lose.
And the cool thing is, if you're really passionate about it, you're not going to be just like, "Oh, okay, well, I need to post this listing and this listing and this." It might be I'm going to post this listing and then I'm, "Oh, gosh, I just read on this forum that, you know, they just had these new types of Hawaiian shirts. I'm going to post pictures of those." I'm not going to get anything out of it other than community building and showing my passion around Hawaiian t-shirts, things like that. Yeah. But at the same time, you're kind of priming the pump for a large audience who's going to want to buy something that you have, which is totally shown from your stats that you had, which I would have never guessed to put them on Pinterest. Honestly, I don't think anyone's ever even mentioned that at all anywhere. And now with Pinterest ads, those just came out. I don't know even how those would work. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like our numbers, we were a little over 1,000 in views, and jumped to 3,500 or 3,053. Mm-hmm. Like we jumped from 1,000 to 3,000 in a week. Mm-hmm. And then our total watching is 48 people are watching our items. And to kind of give, again, to give perspective, we only have 6 listings. Mm-hmm. That's it. 6 listings. That's it. And all those numbers are based on 6 listings. So it doesn't have to be a mess. You don't have to just throw everything up there. And if you have a little bit, like for those of you who are starting, this is perfect for your business if you're starting an eBay account. Because you can optimize one specific product. You know, I talked about on our, I'd suggest going back and listening to our webinar, our last webinar, because, you know, I talked about having passion about 3 products, finding products that sell really well on eBay and getting passionate about those 3 products, and finding what you're passionate about and then selling it. Yeah. Because I'm passionate, because I can pull on the passion of my dad building these bikes, I'm able to optimize that on Pinterest because I'm posting other people's blogs or you know, I'm not getting anything out of, yeah. but I'm posting good content, and that good content is driving people to my Pinterest page,
yep.
and ultimately driving them to sales, which is, it's, you know, we got a sale 2 nights ago, and it's on a vintage, it's a Raleigh, like 1950s British bike. I mean, we didn't expect this thing to sell for a few months.
Wow.
And yet it sells, you know, it sells within a week. So you guys, please, 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 like, there's a huge opportunity to do it here. And we're going to do a training here, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, on how to Pinterest. I'll give you guys, you know, the top 4 tips today, but we're going to do way in depth. So be watching for that, because it's going to be really good. And I'm studying, you guys. I'm learning so you don't have to.
Super cool. That's cool. So, because even Rob said, sounds like an ebook waiting to be written. So that's what I thought too. I'm like, dude, you need to do a course on this at some point in time. And that will come eventually. You're just to let you know, Josh is like methodical. So he's like, he'll probably have like a dictionary's worth of stuff by the time we do anything with it. But, you know, some actually really good questions that came up. One, does this translate to Amazon? And then 2, what are the costs involved? Like for you, was it just posting, right? Really?
Yeah. But the cost was my time.
How much
time?
How much time?
How, how much time? It depends. Like, really, it genuinely depends on how much time you want to pour into it and how in depth you want to go. First time around when we posted pictures up, it probably maybe took me 30 minutes. Now, again, I had 6 listings. So at that point, we had 7. So it's not like it took me too long, and it's super easy. So, I mean, at most, you're going to spend an hour on it. You know, if you're just posting listings. Now, if you want to dive into it and create a community, you're looking probably, I've probably spent about 6 hours in the last 7 days. So an hour a day just communicating with people, if people have questions, you know, just continuing to grow that community, posting pictures, liking other people's pictures and following people. I've created that. For Amazon, I'm sorry, I don't know. I'm not a huge Amazon person. That I definitely will look into because it's something I'm super interested in. In the next few weeks, we're going to start pushing into Amazon to see if we can sell our bikes on Amazon, just to test it for you guys. So yeah, whoever had that question, please be watching. Please be looking out because I want to get back on that because I'm passionate about it. And I want to see if I can make you guys money.
That's cool. That's totally cool. I love that because I would imagine it would be able to work on Amazon. I don't see why not. That is crazy, man. I don't know how you even. I mean, actually, thank your fiance for that. That was
seriously,
but that was a nice little test to be able to even go about doing that. Like, so yeah. So you do between 10 and 20 pins for your. For your niche, how's that? Should you do more? How, like, what's the gauge of how much time you actually spend on it? Like, what do you think?
So to start, if you're starting a Pinterest page, you need to have about 10 or 20 pictures. So go on first, start an account. And then second, follow people in your niche. So it gives you the option when you start your account to follow people, you know, in health or fitness. If your niche, let's go back to Nerf. If your niche is Nerf, type in Nerf and see if there's people who already have accounts started based on Nerf. Follow them. And then start posting pictures that they've already posted. Because it's going to get people who already have liked that picture or who potentially could go to that picture. They're going to want to follow you too. I'd say before you start following 1,000 people, like about 10 to 20 pictures. And what I do is I like about 10 to 20 pictures a day. Which seems in excess, but what I'm trying to build as I'm starting, I'm trying to build a community around vintage bicycles. You know, in this case, again, I'll use Nerf. I want to build a community around Nerf. And so I'm going to post pictures and contents and how to's and how to fix or, how to alter or adjust, you know, just different pins that people have done. I'm going to post that onto my page. And then I'm going to start following people. You know, following people who are interested in that genre or that niche. And that's where we've gotten our most follows. We started doing it 3 days ago and I think we're up to like 12 people following us and we're following 300. Wow. So, you know, our numbers will increase as it continues to go. But I'm just excited about it. Like, this is crazy. A week and we're already seeing success. That's awesome.
That is so cool, man. I love it. That is so cool. Gosh, man. So the, cause we're going to be butting up against time, soon, yeah. But what do you think the biggest roadblock for somebody who's never done, kind of social media, who's never really, been in, honestly, when it comes to building a community, when it comes to being passionate about something, you are far more passionate about that stuff than I am. And so it's harder for me to do that. Like, what are, like, how would you, for someone who's never done social media, like give some of your tips on, like, give me like you mentioned before, 4 like tips of where to go, or it doesn't have to be 4, but.
Totally.
Starting
off. You know, Jim talks about in the Science Sales Machine, talks about outsourcing and talks about using your community around you to help you where you don't know. So for those of you, like, I didn't throw my dad in and tell him to post the pictures on Pinterest. He wouldn't have known how to do it. So for those of you who are kind of in the same boat of like, I like selling on eBay, but you know, social media scares me a little bit. There's somebody around you, whether it's your neighbor or, you know, your cousin or your daughter or son who is on Pinterest or who is on social media, who would understand how to do that. So that would be my first encouragement is don't be afraid to use the people around you to help you. And don't have the expectation that you're going to need to pay them for it. They may just be stoked that you're letting them start you in a social media page. I know that's, you know, my fiance was just stoked that I'd be on Pinterest. So, you know, it again, I didn't have a ton of experience with Pinterest before I hopped on this. So, you know, I think outsource as much as possible. Step two, if you want to learn the process, it is so simple. So incredibly simple. So don't get overwhelmed by looking at it, and you know, it don't be overwhelmed by all the buttons and all the things that you're going to have to do. It's actually really simple and super, super easy. And it is as simple as you want it to be. If you want to put in 6 hours a week onto it, you can do it. If you don't want to put any more time in it than just posting your pictures, you're still going to get people following your stuff. So don't overthink it. Just calm down and focus in on your product.
That's cool.
The next thing I would say to that is don't do it if you're not passionate about it. Like if you're not passionate about what you're selling, you know, one of the things I was thinking about is like, you know, what if this is a woman asking the question and she sells men's razors. It's like, it would be really hard for her to get passionate about a men's razor. Like, but what you can get passionate about is what that does for the community. And there's going to be a lot more clean faces because of your product. And you can get excited about that and post based on that of like, you know, top statistics of women who like shaved faces. Like, make sure that the stuff that you're posting is based on bringing excitement to what it is. You may not be excited about your physical product, but you can be excited about what it does for your community.
That's crazy, man. I love it. I'm going to start a Pinterest account right now. I don't. This is crazy. That's, I'm going to sell women's razors. There we go.
There you go. Perfect.
Smooth legs for everyone.
There you go. I'm sure you can find something about it.
It's awesome. Cool, man. So we're going to get into the Q&A for all the live people who are on the live podcast. If you haven't checked out the Silent Sales Machine, you need to. It is awesome. Silent Sales Machine. You can go to theonlineempireacademy.com/silent sales machine. Get that book. Love it. If you have any questions or comments, well, you Q&A people, you stay, you can ask as many questions as you like, for the next few minutes. And then, if you do have a question, you can ask a question in the replay of this video. If you signed up for the replay, there's a little section for that, or you can email us at support@onlineempireacademy.zendesk.com. And one thing that you can do is we have a feedback line. It's 714-643-5301. That's 714-643-5301. And yes, your voice, your beautiful, lovely voice will be on this podcast when we actually do these podcasts. So 714-643-5301. I'll also put it in the show notes on this. Cool. Josh, you have anything before we go?
I'm going to reiterate what I said, in our webinar last week is love your product. That's the main thing that's caused me to press so hard into this is because I love what I do and I love the product that I'm selling. And go out and buy Silent Sales Machine. It really changed things for me. I'm not just pitching this, like this actually shifted something inside of me that actually made me want to go do this. Yeah. That's be passionate about it and go find material that's going to continue that passion inside of you.
Awesome. And for those who don't know, Josh is basically what we're going to end up doing with Josh is he's a bloodthirsty, loves to learn new stuff. And he's going to be testing out products. So if you have a product that you think is awesome, please let us know. Josh will spend his own money and try it out and see if it makes money. And if it makes money, he'll share all his experiences with it. So if you have, you know, try to keep it reasonably priced, not $4,000 like some things out there. But he will spend his money and learn and then dilute it or summarize it and share it with everyone and so on and so forth. Cool, man. That's it. If you want to be a part of the live podcast, it's theonlineempireacademy.com/live podcast. theonlineempireacademy.com/live podcast. This is the end of this episode. We will catch you in the next Online Empire. That sucks. The next Online Empire Academy podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Online Empire Academy podcast. If you want real, actionable, and proven entrepreneur ideas that you can use right now, join us for free at theonlineempireacademy.com. If you've enjoyed this podcast, help us make more by rating us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. We'll see you next time.